Mortgage activity remains relatively slow while foreclosure activity continues to rise in Plymouth County. And joining us this morning with an overview of the real estate picture is Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Mr. Buckley, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So while there was a slight increase in mortgages this past month, it was still relatively low.
Yeah, we certainly have seen a slower trend in real estate over the last number of months. The Federal Reserve's intent to slow down the real estate market has affected Plymouth County real estate in many ways, and clearly the biggest one was comparing the number of mortgages last year to this year. It has dropped very significantly based upon higher interest rates.
So that I might take it to conclude that there were not many homes sold last month.
Well, the sales were actually the second highest in the calendar year, but they're still down 13% compared to last year. So things are still happening in the real estate market. It's still a very tight inventory, still very difficult for first-time home buyers. But there is still a real estate market going forward. It's just been impacted by higher interest rates.
It appears we may also have seen a slight drop in home sale prices.
Well, our total sale price actually went up 12% over the last year. Despite the lower number of recordings, the average sale price is still 12% higher than last year. The average sale price we've tracked across our 27 very diverse communities is $607,435. So that is contradicting, some of the other activity going on.
And foreclosure is also on the rise.
Yeah, we certainly watch foreclosures very closely since the meltdown in 2008. There was a moratorium in place during COVID that's not there anymore. And you're gradually seeing mostly on the notice side, when people are first in trouble, there's a foreclosure notice that comes to us. It's been the highest since pre-COVID. There were 46 foreclosure notices during the month of August. If people are facing difficulty, I urge them very quickly, as soon as they can, to reach out to a federal housing counselor.
And you'll also be displaying a historical document this month?
Yeah, we always love to tell the story of some of our great Plymouth County and Plymouth Colony history. In this case, it's a decision by the colonial government in September 1642. They assigned towns a certain number of wolf traps so that they would control the wolf population. And, for example, Plymouth 5, Duxbury 5, Scituate 4, it included Sandwich, Taunton, and Boscobel at the time. It just goes to show you that at different times in our history, there are different priorities of things the government has to deal with.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.